Fascinating stuff. Well, also this week, researchers in Massachusetts have discovered that the ability of our brains to determine whether a human face is male or female is affected by where in the field of view they appear. So, for example, a typically male face in the centre of our vision might be interpreted as a female face when it appears left of centre. In the real world, this isn't usually a problem because we have so many other cues about the gender of a face's owner. So features like hair, clothing and body shape can all contribute to our conclusions as to whether a person is male or female. So the researchers removed all of these extra cues and used computer-generated faces, which made a spectrum of very male to very female. And these faces were shown in random order to study participants, of which there are 11. Arish Afraz and colleagues ensured that each face was displayed for 50 milliseconds, not very long, and that the subjects kept their gaze fixed on the centre of the screen. Now, the subjects were asked to assign a gender to each face. What they found was that while gender judgments were consistent for those faces in the centre of the visual field, those faces lying off-centre received different judgments, and the tendency of each subject to judge an off-centre face as male or female seemed to be specific to the subject. So what Afraz thinks this means is that it comes down to how our visual cortex is organised. Now, the visual cortex is the part of the brain that interprets images, and inside it, cells are grouped according to the part of the visual field that they interpret. So Afraz's conclusion is that the visual cortex has a limited number of neurons per visual field area that it uses to assign gender. So if the image is small and is interpreted by one part of the visual cortex, it can come to a different conclusion than another part might make. And that work is published in Current Biology.
That's fascinating. It reminds me of a paper we discussed that was published a couple of years ago, in which researchers did a similar experiment but asked people to assign gender to images of individuals coming towards them or away from them. And when the individual was coming towards them, people were more likely to rate the individual approaching them as male, and when they were going away, they were more likely to say, I think it's female. And from an evolutionary standpoint, you could argue that if a male is coming towards you, they might be more aggressive and therefore more likely to attack you. So it's better to make an error in terms of assigning male gender to an approaching adversary or potential adversary. In the case of a receding figure, that might be your mother who nurtures you wandering off, so you need to follow her. And that was the argument they gave. And it was about 2 years ago. But it's sort of similar, isn't it? It's sort of making sure you make the right accident in the right direction to defend yourself.
Yeah, but this is interesting because this didn't seem to give any evolutionary advantage at all, because people were only making the different decisions according to how their brains were organised, as far as the research seems to show.
So what do you think the reason is then?
I have absolutely no idea. But it's interesting.
Dave.